Greg McBride is with Bankrate.com. Greg, how are you this morning?
Good. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very, very well. Thanks so much for getting up with us. Well, I received, love the information that I get from Bankrate.com. Mortgage rates are at a record low. They're hitting record low territory, opening the door to refinancing again for homeowners. And I know that that's going to have folks busy. Is good news, bad news?
Oh, it's definitely good news. Anytime people can refinance and reduce their monthly payments, creates a little bit more breathing room in the household budget. And that really comes at a time when not only do we need the help economically, but you know, a lot of families are not seeing their incomes increase, and so every little bit helps.
Greg, why are mortgage rates reaching new lows despite credit rating downgrades to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the U.S.?
It's really the weak economy that's the major determinant of what's been happening with interest rates. And it's, you know, downgrade notwithstanding, it's the economic environment. The barrage of poor economic data over the past couple of weeks has been the driving force to push many interest rates lower, not just mortgage rates. Eventually that downgrade is going to catch up with Uncle Sam. And when that happens, we're all going to pay higher interest rates. But that's going to, in the meantime, it's going to be very hard to detect just because the economy's so weak, it's going to keep mortgage rates really low.
All right. According to a survey released by Bankrate, the average 15-year fixed resets a record at 3.61%, while the larger jumbo 30-year fix set a new record of 5.2%. Will we see those rates go down even more in the last couple of quarters of this year?
Well, it's hard to say, and I classify that as be careful what you wish for, because the whole reason we're seeing mortgage rates fall to the levels that they have here this week is because everybody is, there's a lot of concern about the economy, and everybody's worried about a recession being around the next corner. So for rates to go still lower is almost in the context of the further deterioration in the economy. I think that the takeaway is, particularly on the refinancing side, rates are volatile. They move around. We're not going to see 5% on a 30-year fixed for a while yet. We'd need a string of good economic data. But if rates move up just a little bit, that may erase your opportunity to refinance. So if it's something that you've been eyeing, I would jump on the rates sooner rather than later, because there's no guarantee that they stay at these current levels. Even a slight increase could take away the advantage.
We're talking with Greg McBride, who's Bankrate.com's senior financial analyst. And according to this information from Bankrate, Greg, adjustable rate mortgages also moved into record territory, with an average 7-year ARM dropping to 3.45% and the 10-year ARM falling to 3.93%. Will we see that trend hold?
Well, those are attractive. What we've been seeing there, Tony, is that the difference between, say, those 7-year and 10-year adjustables versus a 30-year fixed, the gap has been widening. And so for somebody who figures that, you know, the house they're buying now or the loan they're refinancing, they're only going to be there another, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, that's where those loans really become advantageous, because they function as a fixed rate loan over that period of time, but at a substantial savings relative to the 30-year fixed.
All right. The benchmark conforming 30-year fixed mortgage rate is now at 4.46%, slightly higher than the record low of 4.42% that was set last year. So at this point in time, obviously, that's good news.
It really is. You know, we've been below 5.5% for 2 years now. So there are a lot of people that have either bought homes or refinanced already when rates were at 5 or 5.25%. And when rates are a little bit below 4.75%, they're not looking to refinance again. But when rates drop below 4.5%, as they did earlier this week, that's when it really, the opportunity presents itself yet again. And sure enough, a lot of consumers are jumping on the opportunity.
Greg, you earlier brought up a comment about the downgrade to the U.S. credit rating, how we might not see the effects of that for some time. It could be months, it could be a year or so. But I think a lot of folks are waiting to see what happens with that.
Yeah, eventually we will. I mean, what's happened now is that the difference between the rates that we pay to borrow, say, on a mortgage versus what Uncle Sam pays to borrow money, that gap has widened. It just so happens that Uncle Sam's borrowing costs have fallen so much this week that even with that wider gap, mortgage rates have still fallen. Now, eventually, Uncle Sam's going to pay more to borrow, and when his borrowing costs go up, so do the borrowing costs for all of us. But in the meantime, the downgrade is really in the backseat. What's driving mortgage rates and all interest rates is the fact that the economy is so weak.
All right, Greg, before I let you go, I just want to get your take on what's happening over in France. As we've talked about before, there are many struggles in European economies, Italy, Portugal, Spain, Greece, and now here is France. And being the eighth largest economy in the world, they really aren't in a position to get a bailout. Just want to get your take on what you've seen over there.
Well, that's why we've had such an up and down week on Wall Street. Is, you know, that in a lot of ways, a lot of the issues that have presented themselves here in 2011 are the same issues we were looking at this time a year ago. Europe still has debt issues, and there's a lot of concern that those debt issues are going to spread. It's not just Greece anymore. Now they're worried about Italy, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and particular banks that have exposure to loans in those countries. And, you know, the concern is particularly that French banks may have some significant exposure there. All that uncertainty, all that risk of spread is really having an outsized influence on what happens in our stock market, and that explains the up and down week.
All right. What do you think will be the top news of the week when we come back from the weekend?
I have no idea. Things have changed very quickly. Hopefully it's something not having to do with the financial world. That'd be a nice break, wouldn't it?
Greg McBride is with Bankrate. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Tom.